Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, why the president's visit to Pittsburgh is controversial. Troops are deployed to the border, and we're 1 week away from Election Day. Plus, NASA is breaking records, and Apple has a big announcement. Those stories and more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, October 30th. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will visit Pittsburgh to express their support and sympathies after Saturday's shooting at a synagogue there. The shooting killed 11 people. The AP reports it was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. But some people in the community made it clear they don't want the president to come. The Washington Post says more than 35,000 people signed an open letter from the leaders of a Pittsburgh-based progressive Jewish group. They say he must denounce white nationalism and stop targeting minorities first. Even Pittsburgh's mayor asked the president to wait until after this week's funerals for the victims. He said there aren't enough public safety resources for both. The White House did not respond specifically to the letter or the mayor's request, but did say the rabbi who survived the attack of the synagogue said he would be honored to meet with the U.S. president. The Pentagon announced it's sending more than 5,000 active-duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Why? To help an effort to stop Central American migrants from coming into the U.S. It's a bigger number of troops than talked about last week, and USA Today reports the number could go up again if the Pentagon decides Border Patrol agents need even more help. Some reports say the president may give a speech about these plans later this week. The number of people in that migrant caravan that we've been talking about is down now to about 4,000. The migrants say they're escaping violence, poverty, and corruption in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. The Trump administration says it can't let a large group of people enter the U.S. in an illegal, unsafe way. But critics say the president is putting out false and misleading claims about them to cause unnecessary fear as a political tool. Remember, the migrant caravan is still nearly 1,000 miles away and weeks away from the nearest U.S.-Mexico border. There's a big investigation now into a plane crash in Indonesia. The plane had 189 people on board. Officials say it's unlikely there are any survivors. It was a Lion Air flight, and the plane apparently asked to return to the airport shortly after takeoff and then lost contact. The BBC says there was also a technical error the day before that was supposed to be fixed. Now divers are finding some evidence of the plane in the Java Sea. Investigators want to find the black box, that flight recorder, that could have clues about what caused this. U.S. Airlines and Boeing are also paying close attention. CBS News says the plane was a Boeing 737 MAX 8. It's a new plane that a couple U.S. airlines also use. But reports say Lion Air has had safety issues in the past. A big announcement from Germany's leader. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she will be stepping down and not running for any political post when her term as chancellor ends in 2021. And in December of this year, she says she will not try for re-election as chairwoman of her political party. Merkel became Germany's first female chancellor back in 2005. The Washington Post says she was once the most powerful politician in Europe, but things have since changed. We are just 1 week away now from Election Day here in the U.S. Some people are already early voting, so that may be an option for you. Of course, the rules on early voting and voter registration deadlines depend on your state. So I'm putting a link in today's show notes if you'd like to check the rules for where you live. The New York Times says there are 72 highly competitive seats in the U.S. House and Senate for this election, aka seats that are considered a toss-up between Democrats and Republicans. And who wins those seats will likely determine which party has more control in Congress. And by the way, this week's Thing to Know Thursday interview will be about the midterm election trends, myths, and more, so we will be getting you ready. A quick break now for this week's sponsor, HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service that actually has me looking forward to cooking dinner. And that is a big deal for me. I never feel like I have enough time to make a full meal, but HelloFresh keeps it simple, and I only need about 30 minutes in the kitchen. No planning, shopping, or finding a recipe. Instead, all of the pre-measured ingredients I need, along with step-by-step recipe cards with pictures, are delivered right to my door. So easy, so convenient. I get the classic plan, but you can also choose veggie and family plans, so there are plenty of options. Just listen to some of these meals. Balsamic fig chicken with sweet potatoes and mixed greens. Or on the veggie plan, there's Lauren Conrad's cauliflower stir-fry bowls. It sounds complicated, but HelloFresh makes it easy and delicious. So give it a try and get $60 off at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60. Then enter the promo code newsworthy60 at checkout. That's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter newsworthy60 at checkout. It's like getting six meals for free. It's official. A NASA spacecraft just broke two records this week. First, it got closer to the sun than any other human-made anything has ever gotten before. Second, it just became the fastest spacecraft traveling relative to the sun. That's faster than 153,454 miles per hour. The spacecraft is called the Parker Solar Probe. We actually first talked about it when it launched back in August. And NASA says it's set to repeatedly break its own records, getting even closer to the sun and going even faster between now and the year 2024. So what's the point of this mission? To get more information about the sun and its solar storms and their effects on Earth. New tech is coming to Sam's Club. Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart, is launching its own version of Amazon Go stores, you know, without any cashiers or checkout lines. Business Insider reports Sam's Club is opening its first Sam's Club Now store in Dallas, Texas. Customers have to download the smartphone app, and then they'll be able to scan and pay for items on the spot. This version of Sam's Club will be smaller than its other stores and focus on groceries. It's set to open next week. Apple is hosting a big press event today in Brooklyn, New York. The company hasn't said much about what the announcements will be, but so far reports have said to expect a new iPad Pro, or maybe two of them. And like the newer iPhones, they likely will not have home buttons. Instead, they'll use Face ID. A low-cost MacBook and a new Mac Mini may also be revealed, and there are rumors that maybe there will be an update on the AirPods. So stay tuned. The press event starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time. But one thing we already know for sure is that starting today, the latest version of Apple's operating system has arrived. It comes with an option for group FaceTime that lets you video chat with up to 32 people at once. And TechCrunch says iOS 12.1 will also have a couple camera improvements, dozens of new emojis, and more. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to those of you who have left reviews on Apple Podcasts, like the most recent one that says in part, "I don't miss a day, you shouldn't either." I'm so glad to hear that and grateful for everyone who has encouraged more people to tune in. As always, you can read more about all the topics on today's show. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.